Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting second. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Allison. Batting seventh. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Cesar Tovar. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Cott. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Cott. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting second. The first baseman, Chuck Hinton. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Larry Brown. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Kralik. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jack Kralik. And now, play ball. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a ball on the ground towards short. Houser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Houser for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tovar misplays the ball. That's an error on Tovar. Wagner moves to second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wagner scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Indians. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. 2 runs are unearned. It's 3-0, Indians. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Houser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Indians. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Indians. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Batty moves to second. Sonny Siebert now pitching. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Siebert fields it and throws to third for the out. Tovar moves to second. Two outs. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Tovar moves to third. Cott moves to second. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals is 0 for 1 in the game. Virals hits a pop-up towards third. Alves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 2. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew strikes out. Two outs. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tovar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 1 in the game. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliva strikes out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hinton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 1 in the game. Hauser hits a fly ball towards right. Oliva settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Oliva. Hauser moves to third. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hinton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hauser scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Indians. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tovar fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Alves hits a fly ball towards left. Allison settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Allison. Colavito moves to third. Alves moves to second. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Davalillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Colavito scores. Alves scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 6-2, Indians. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Davalillo moves to second. Johnny Klipstein now pitching. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 1 in the game. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ver Alse fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Allison hits a pop-up towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Twins 2. The Indians will come to bat. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ver Alse scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 2 in the game. Hauser hits a line drive into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hinton takes first base on ball 4. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 2 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tovar takes first base on ball 4. Sandy Valdespino pinch hits for Johnny Klipstein. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino strikes out. One out. Zoilo Ver Alse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ver Alse is 0 for 2 in the game. Ver Alse hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tovar moves to third. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 2 in the game. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Siebert fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Twins 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Boswell now pitching. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Colavito hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Alvis is hit by the pitch. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alvis. The throw from Batty and he is out, Ver Alse applying the tag. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Davalillo hits a line drive into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliva hits a line drive into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 2 in the game. Killebrew is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hall hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-3, Indians. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Allison hits a pop-up towards short. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Twins 3. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 2 in the game. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vare Alls fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 2 in the game. Siebert hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 3 in the game. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tovar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Batty hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tovar strikes out. One out. Don Mincher pinch hits for Dave Boswell. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Vare Alls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vare Alls is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Vare Alls hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Twins 3. The Indians will come to bat. Al Worthington now pitching. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hinton takes first base on ball 4. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hinton moves to second. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 3 in the game. Wagner takes first base on ball 4. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Colavito hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 9-3, Indians. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got two RBIs. Alvis strikes out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veral scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brown hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-3 in the game. Rollins is called out on strikes. 1 out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-3 in the game. Oliva hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-3 in the game. Killebrew hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hinton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Twins 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Foes now pitching. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-3 in the game. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veral scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Foes now fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-4 in the game. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veral scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 2 RBIs. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Allison takes first base on ball 4. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Batty hits a pop-up towards short. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tovar hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 9, and Minnesota Twins, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.